This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for a Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Oshkosh City property taxes will be going up next year, but not as much as expected. The City Council last night decided to reduce the increase from 4.5% back down to 4.19% as originally planned. On a 7-0 vote, the council went with Matt Mugerauer's suggestion to use city reserve funds to pay down some debt and therefore save taxpayers money. Meanwhile, school taxes will be going up next year by a whopping 11%. Senator Ron Johnson returns to Washington for a third 6-year term. Johnson was declared the winner of Tuesday's election early Wednesday afternoon. Johnson beat Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes 51% to 49%. Governor Tony Evers was reelected to a second term, and Republicans were not able to gather a supermajority in the state legislature. No word on whether Mayor Lori Palmieri will lead the city council now that she's a state lawmaker. There's no law against serving on both the council as well as in the state assembly, but some people see it as a conflict of interest. Page 2, Great Estates Furniture's return to downtown Oshkosh is getting closer. Great Estates has revamped the old exclusive company's Main Street store. They say they'll open by the end of the month. The Oshkosh Fire Department is ready to buy a new fire truck now to beat a 7% price increase. The fire department planned to buy a new truck next year, but by signing a contract now would save taxpayers money. The truck would not be delivered for 30 months, and the bill would not come due until that time. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. Veterans will be honored at a couple local area celebrations. They'll also be getting freebies from a number of area businesses. We thank you for your service. Temperatures today will be in the low 70s. That's great across northeastern Wisconsin. But look out, highs will only be into the 30s by this weekend. And we probably won't see 70-degree weather for quite a while, so enjoy it. The annual Celebration of Light starts 2 weeks from tomorrow night in Menominee Park. It's the 21st anniversary season. It's always a wonderful thing to enjoy during the holidays. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Herds say that their opening night last weekend was their largest crowd in their 5-year history in Oshkosh. And UW Oshkosh's football team will wrap up their season on Saturday afternoon. Have a great weekend. I'm Bob Brunel. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.